Tonight we're going to sort of combine Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're not going to say something from Rapam. We'll speak about Simcha in the context of Rosh Hashanah, because the Wednesday night bat is about Simcha, and even though it doesn't seem that Rosh Hashanah is necessarily a time for great joy, but we will see that perhaps it is. The Maimer is really from a Sefer primarily called Maimer Mardechai. Maimer Mardechai was written, they're actually the Shmuzin and the Sichas, the Vadin of a very big tzaddik by the name of Mardechai Schwab. I think. It's not mine. Okay, so Rav Mardechai Schwab, we're familiar with his brother for sure, Rav Shimon Schwab. Rav Mardechai, there were three Schwab brothers, and they were all very famous in their own way. Rav Shimon was the Rav, of course, he used to be the Rav in Baltimore when he first came from Germany. And there he was, after that, my father actually was very, very close to Rav Schwab. When he was in, my father learned in Eretz Yisrael in the 1940s, the late 1940s, and Rav Schwab knew his family. They were both from Germany, so he used to invite him Kaseder Friday night to eat by his house. And my father wouldn't really like to go so much because every time he would go, he would faher him on what he learned that week. So it wasn't fun. So, you know, every time the payphone or whatever the equivalent of the payphone back then was, you know, and Bamberger, Rabbi Schwab is on the phone. He would like, I'm not here. But he became very close with him. And then my father eventually moved to Washington Heights. And Rabbi Schwab, of course, became the Rav of Washington Heights. And they had a very, very close relationship. And Rabbi Schwab is, a household name today. Rabbi Schwab, his Sfarim are famous on the Rav Schwab on prayer. The Mayan Beis HaShoeva is like a crazy bestseller. Every bar mitzvah boy gets about 10 of them. The Chahena, he has a lot of some. So Rav Shimon Schwab is very famous. Rav Moshe Schwab was a mashkiach in Gateshead. And he was also a very, very famous Bal Musar and, very, very prominent. And then tonight we're learning from a sefer called Maimer Mardechai, which is Rav Mardechai Schwab, who is a mashkiach in yeshiva in Muncie. I believe it was Ar Shraga, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right? Anyone know? Yeah, Mesifta Beis Shraga in Muncie. And he was also a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. I have a friend who told me once that he lived in Muncie, my friend, and he used to daven on Shabbos in Rav Schwab's yeshiva. So there was a line just like we have, and the boys would pass by all the Rosh Yeshivas and wish them good Shabbos. My friend had very, very chapped lips. I remember well. It was like really, noticeably bad chapped lips. Chapped lips. So, and so on the line, he was just passing by saying good Shabbos, and then Rav Schwab stops him and says, it doesn't pass. It's not appropriate for a Ben Taira who sits and learns Taira all day to have chapped lips. So my friend said, what can I do? I didn't choose to do this. It just, that's how it happened. Anyway, my friend said he woke up the next morning and his lips were perfectly perfect. He had these chapped lips like for 10 years, like every winter was like killing him, crazy, cut up. After Schwab Paskin that he shouldn't have it, it was gone. I remember the before and after pictures. And I saw his lips were fine now. Today he's this fellow's a Reish Kailal, very chashev a Talmud Chacham. Anyway, so these are, I have three volumes of these shmuz, and it's Kedai, all these farm. Problem is, there's no end to buying Svarim. But if you have limitless resources, and limitless resources isn't enough. I mean, you need also limitless space on a shelf. Also, that's my problem. I'm not saying I have limitless resources, but I don't have enough shelf space. I mamish all My sock drawer is full of svarim. Like I have no room left. So that's why like I'm in the giving away stage of my svarim. Then I don't have room. But anyway, I have three volumes of Maimer Mardechai. This is in the first volume, and he says a lot of yesaidis about Rosh Hashanah. One of them I actually spoke out Friday night about the kavanas that you're supposed to have in davening on Rosh Hashanah. I'll just recap that very quickly for those of you who may not have been here, because it's such an important lesson. And that is that when we're davening on Rosh Hashanah and you're wondering, what should be my kavanah? You know, you see a guy on your left, he's crying. The other guy, you know, on your right is like, you know, is doing some convulsions. Like, what are you supposed to be having kavanah for? Like, what's Rosh Yom Kippur, you know, is a day of vidui, and, you know, you could be very busy the whole Yom Kippur with just viduyim. I think they say Reb Chatzkel used to go from one Shemoneh Esrei into the next Shemoneh Esrei. Like, that was his Yom Kippur. His Meirav bled into his Shachris, the Shachris into his Musaf, into, you know, Mincha, Nila, etc. But, you know, Rosh Hashanah is like, you know, what do you do? What are you doing exactly, Rosh Hashanah? You're not really asking necessarily personal bakashas. It's a Yontif, but it's, you know, it's a Yom Hadin. Anyway, so what we spoke about is that it's basically a day to be Mamloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech. We all know that. But there is, on Rosh Hashanah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is so low, in a sense, because we're in Galus, when we're in Galus, the Shechina is in Galus. So Mamela, you have to cry over the fact that the Shechina is Begalusa. And, you know, and so you're supposed to basically spend the better part of Rosh Hashanah crying, but not for your own tzrachim, but for the Rabbi Nishlam's tzrachim, kaviyachol. And you're supposed to daven and say, I'm sorry that Nebuch, you, because of Araveris, you have to be in such a low, exiled situation, and your Malchus is in a very, very lowly state. But, you know, we're davening that someday that will change. And that's really what you're davening. If you look in the Machzer, like, you know, you don't have to divine something to say. You just read what the Machzer says, and that'll tell you the whole story. Uvechein tein pachducha, uvechein tzadikim. These are all tefillos that we're being espoused that the future times when the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shlom should be reinstated as it should be in the most ideal and, you know, perfect way. That's really the gist of the tefillah. Now, the Bali Musar also say, because, you know, we also, that's a, he also brings, I think it's from a Zohar, I'm not sure, but basically, that if a person, yeah, here it is, he brings, it's a Siddur HaGra, in the Hakdama to the Siddur HaGra, this is brought, but he brings that if a person, Azayar, it says, Vayihi hayayim, listen to this lashon of Azayar, Da yayimah didina yayimah de Rosh Hashanah, Vayavayu b'nei elikim l'syatzev al Hashem, Vaday l'mitba el b'nei, Da kulu, this is a day that we're going to be very humiliated, potentially, on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Da kulu tzavchi havlon chayei, havlon mezayni, havlon eslicha v'chaparo, the ain ish sam alev levakish al albine demare ushmai hamachul bagayim. It's going to be, if we mess up, and that's why it's so important for us to always chazer what the kavana should be of Rosh Hashanah, because if a person all, you know, he's davening a whole Shemoneh Esrei, all he's saying is, you know, give me, I once had a close person I was close with, he was a Rosh Shiva, but he had a very good sense of humor. He used to say, says he passed by once a bacher during Shemoneh Esrei on Yom Ne'eron, and he was in, you know, he's of Shidduch age, so his Shemoneh Esrei went something like this: Uvechein Shidduch, Tein Shidduch, Pachtucha Shidduch, Al Shidduch, Kol Shidduch, Maasecha Shidduch. Everything was Shidduch. The whole Shemoneh Esrei Shidduchim. He says, so some people are into Shidduchim, some people are into Parnasa, some people are into, you know, whatever it is, whatever your personal Tzrachim is. But he says, the Zayar HaKadosh says that if a person spends the better part of Rosh Hashanah, and all he's doing is being selfish, and he never stops and thinks about the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom is suffering, so he says it's going to be a terrible indictment on us, that the Rebbeinu Shlom's name is being Mechul HaBagayim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not complete, his Kisei is not complete, where does the person get the chutzpah from to just ask for his personal request, albeit very important to him, v'yisratza l'nafshim mitayv esayel mazeh, ki kein yastalon b'kinos, atima al nafshi, eich yerav l'nafshi eichel, etc. And then he brings a mashal to this of a person, and I'm, you know, a little bit adapting it, but the, you know, if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, let's say, you know, a person's father, you come home and your father's very upset and he's crying, and you say, you know, Tati, what's wrong? He says, well, you know, I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but I just lost my job and I don't know what's going to be with, you know, with money, and, you know, and he's crying and he's all upset and all nervous, and then you say to him, yeah, but Tati, you know, remember for the Afikayman, you promised me a car. I really could use that car. And like, hello, like, your father's suffering. Like, you know, have rachmanis on him a little bit. And then hopefully when things turn around, you know, and he sees that you were good to him, he'll be good back to you when the time is right. But to be completely, you know, ignoring your father's plight when he's suffering, kaviyachol, is nothing more than ha'azah. So the Zayar HaKadosh, no one less than the Zayar HaKadosh, is saying that the gist of the Yom Kippur, of the Rosh Hashanah davening, should not be me, me, me. It should be you, you, you. You're davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm sorry, you're the Melech, and today is the day that I'm being mamluch you, and you are our Melech, but your Malchus is deficient. Your malchus is lacking, and I'm sorry for that, and I feel terrible, and I'm commiserating, and I'm here to tell you that hopefully it will change someday. Now, Agav, the Bali Musar, also say that, being that it's the Yom HaDin, to completely ignore your own personal tzrachim would be like almost a lack of emunah on the din, because if you know that everything is being gepaskin on this day, you know, if you're going to get a shidduch this year, if you're going to do well, you're going to shtag, you're going to live, everything is on the table. So then you have to sort of, like, between the lines, slip in a couple of requests at the same time. But the vast majority of our kavanas and our tefillas and our bakashas should be for the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's really that's the way the Bali Musar sort of give us. I don't know exactly the proportion. I don't even know where to dip in those tefillas, whether it's, you know, at an opportune moment or by Elikai Nitzar or, you know, by Avinu Malkeinu's, which we say on Rosh Hashanah. But wherever it may be, you're allowed to ask bakasha, but that should not be the primary thrust of our davening. The primary thrust of our davening should be for the Kvod Malchus Yisparach, and that it should be Niskala Ba'olam. Yes.
Isn't there some message to Rosh Hashanah that we're not, because it's the Day of Judgment, we're not supposed to remind the Rabbeinu Shalom of our sins, that those shouldn't be remembered. Rosh Hashanah is all about sin, but Rosh Hashanah is not about our personal sins.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So why should we be saying we are sorry that we sin?
No, but it's not. It's, you're right. I mean, I didn't mean it in a vidui form, but there is that, you know, there is definitely that undercurrent of the fact that nechatenu galino meretzenu, that we did, you know, trigger the galus, and we did trigger. But you're right. It's not. I don't mean it as a vidui, but I mean it as like we are not. We're not at fault for the matzav. So
why does it come up any more than the one? The whole middle bracha is.
No, because we'll see soon that, you're right, there is elements of Yantiv. That's what we're going to speak about hopefully soon. But I'm just saying, the in terms of the overall kavano, the way that we should be focusing our primary attention on Yantif, on Rosh Hashanah, should be towards the Rabbeinu Shalom's kavod, and the fact that we feel terrible that his kavod is not where it should be, and plus, you know, being that it's the Yom HaDin, we also have some personal bakashas. Somebody else raise their hand? No. Okay, so now, having just hazarded that over very quickly, now let's get over to Maimer Gimel Bitochen. That's what we just spoke about. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom's kavod. There's another critical element that, again, I don't think if we wouldn't have come together tonight that many of us would really even be aware that there is such an important part of Rosh Hashanah called Bitachin. Hine Atur Reish Hilchas Rosh Hashanah may be Divrei HaMedrash. There is a well-known Medrash in the Tur that says as follows. Amrab Simon, Ksiv Kimi Gai Gadol. It says, who is as great a nation who has HaKadosh Baruch Hu as their God, who is close to them? Reb Chanina, Reb Yeshua, Imam Ezo, Uma, Kuuma, Zu, Sheyedas, Ufya, Shaloli Keha. Who is as great as our nation who knows the minhagim of their God, the decree and the personality, as it were, of their God? Pirish, minhaga vidinav. What's the normal way of the world? Adam sheish leidin. If a person is in judgment, loyvesh chayrim, umisatev chayrim, umegadol ziknoi ve'ein chaytech tzifarnov. If a person is going into din, the minig back then, I mean today everybody goes into court and they're also all, you know, dressed up, you know, that's for the court's honor. But the real, you know, the basic way of being going into court for your life is you're not supposed to wear, you know, a fancy Italian suit. You're supposed to wear black shmatas, basically, and let your beard grow and let your nails grow. Because you don't know, you know, how it's going to turn out, so you're depressed, right? So there's no reason to celebrate and to look good because, for what? Like, you know, I don't know. I might be dead. So there's no reason for me to put much effort into my exterior. However, Aval Yisrael Einam Kein, Kla Yisrael is different. Loiv Shem Levonim, Umisatvim Levonim, Umegalchin Zakenim, Umechatchin Siparneim. We wear white clothing, and we dress, we wrap ourselves with like a white talus, and we trim our beards, and we cut our nails, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Va'ochlim, v'shoisim, usmeichim, Rosh Hashanah, and we eat, and we drink, and we're happy on Rosh Hashanah. Why? L'fi sheyoydin shakadosh baruch hu yaseh lahem neis, because we are, as it were, we're being simech al hanes. Every Rosh Hashanah we go in, fully prepared for a miracle to happen. And that's why we're happy, because we believe, with all of our emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the din is very, very harsh, and it's very strict, and it's very all-encompassing, but we have bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a nes will transpire. And lefichach noigin lesaper lechabes be'er Rosh Hashanah, Ulahabris Manis Brosh Hashanah, Mikan Shuva Limis Anin Brosh Hashanah. Here is a sharp response to those people that fast on Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not a day of fasting. Rosh Hashanah is a day that we're supposed to feel good about ourselves, eat, drink, be happy, even though it seems to be like a day which is, you know, not suitable for those things. The Kosa Mechaber, and the Mechaber Paskins, Mechabsin umestaprin ber Rosh Hashanah. Vav mishnebru nasan tam. Why do we take haircuts and wash our clothing, etc. in Erev Rosh Hashanah? Laharos she'anu bituchen bechaste yisparach shi'aytzil tzedek mishpatein. The lashon of mishnebru is, we are confident in the Rabbeinu Shleilam that he will exonerate us, that he will allow us to go scot-free. So Rav Schwab says, "Be'emes yesh lispale al minagenu." It's a pella. Shebe'mesha kol chaydesh elu aymudavar Hashem arviyishi. De'mashma she'ein lanu shum pachad. It's mashma we don't have pachad. Im tachin alay machin lo yira libi. If an army encamps against me, I won't be afraid. Im tachin alay mocham v'zeisan yibateach. V'lochay adar abba halay hayolanu laymarat filo nesan etaykif. What's this saying with David every day? I mean, Elul is like, Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, it's like a really, it's a time of so many mixed messages. On one hand, you know, we know that Elul is a time that, you know, the Bali Musa used to say that even the fish in the water tremble during the month of Elul. That's like, in Europe, that was how Kinderlach were brought up. Everybody knew the fish in the water are shaking during Elul. And everybody's supposed to be afraid. And, you know, Ramesha Feinstein used to say that the women in the Ezras Nashim in his city of Luban used to like be fainting, like, you know, going down like flies on Shabbos Mevarchim El, when the Shliach Tzibur says Rosh Chodesh El Yeh B'Yayim. They never heard what day of the week Rosh Chodesh El was going to be on, because they were all like, Hatzalah had to do triage, like they had to figure out like who was like dead and who was not yet. That's how severe the pachad was. So on one hand, you know, we're supposed to be afraid. There's supposed to be an emes adin. And then we get these types of, you know, first of all, David is telling us how David HaMelech was, you know, confident, b'zaisni b'teach, achashalti, no one's going to, you know, mess with me, everything's going to be fine. There are messages of pachad, and then there are messages of bitachin. And then we find this mechaber, this tour, which is saying, ah, cut your nails, get a nice haircut, look pretty dapper on Rosh Hashanah. So Tom, you have to be betuchim b'neis, sheyetze la'ar mishpateinu, b'tzedek mishpateinu. What is it? Which one is it? Are we supposed to be happy? Are we not supposed to be happy? Are we supposed to be afraid? Are we supposed to be confident? A lot of mixed messages. So he says every day, really, we should say Nesana Taikev every day. That would get us in the mood for Elul, for Rosh Hashanah. If you say every day Nesana Taikev, you know, that's a real tefillah. That's a nice Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Tikkun tefillah. It tells you like Miyichya, Miyamas, like it lays it all out on the table. There's not, doesn't leave much to the imagination. If Amnon, you know, everybody's familiar probably with the story of who wrote the Nesana Taikev. If it was not a good situation, there's a Rishon by the name of Amnon, and he say, I don't know, he had a friend who wanted him to convert to Christianity, and instead of saying outright no, he basically said, give me a few days to think about it. He wanted to sort of push him off, but then he had terrible charata, because like, how could I even had a, you know, give this galach like a havamina that I might convert? And he felt very bad, and he went back to the galach and he says, you know, the tongue that, you know, that said that, it should be cut off. He says, no, that's the part of the body that gets kept, because that's the part of the body that said the right thing, that you were entertaining the notion of converting. But I will cut off your arms and your legs and your this and your that. Allah, you know, everything else basically got cut off. And then he died, and he came, and as he was dying, I think he said this, he composed this tefillah of Nesana Taikev, and then he came back like on Yom Kippur to somebody, and he gave over again the nusach, and they remembered it, and that's the tefillah. But that's, you know, that's really, you know, that sort of lays the whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur out. It's a time of din, it's pachad, you know, our very lives are on the line. But yet we say L'David instead of saying like a real scary type of tefillah, we say L'David. So anyway, Hine Tama Simcha. So Schwab explains that the reason for this happiness on Rosh Hashanah, even though it doesn't seem like a day that really we should be too happy, it's a din. She'oichlem b'shoysen u'smeichem mevur b'mishnah berurah. The fact that why are we so happy? Why do we take the liberty of eating and drinking and being happy? So the Shabura says, Afshu Yayim Adin. Yes, it is a Yayim Adin. Mikal Maka mitzvah shav samachta b'chagecha shayach gambay. But the mitzvah, it is a yantiv. At the same time as it's a Yayim Adin, it's also yantiv. You can't deny Rosh Hashanah is one of the Yom Tovim. It's in the parasha of Eilam Mayadah Hashem Mekrei Kodesh. One of the Yom Tovim is Rosh Hashanah. So that is an inescapable truth that it's yantiv. At the end of the day, it might be Yom Adin, but somehow a Jew has to be able to compartmentalize, you know, his brain and have Simchas yantiv, and at the same time have the Emes Adin. Only a Jew would be able to do that. Shagam hu bechlal chag ki dechsev tiku b'chaydeh shayv b'kesem chagein v'nemar ichlu mashman m'shusum amtakim ki kodesh yem ladinein v'al ta'atzvu ki chedvas Hashem hima uzchem. Pasuk in Nechem, you're talking about Rosh Hashanah, that you should eat fatty foods and drink sweet drinks because it's a holy day for your God, and don't be upset, don't be sad, because your strength lies in the fact that you have simcha in Hashem. The fact that you're rejoicing on Yantiv and you're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu your happiness, that itself is the greatest strategy to be Menatzeach and Din. The Chaim Pirush HaMalbim Lashon Chedva Hi Al HaSimcha Ruchnias. The Simcha Zuhi Me'uzchem She Simchas HaNefesh Al HaDvuka BaHashem Oizla v'Hashem Uzzah, Uma Uzzah. And then he says, Ayin Mashevi Habach B'Shem Marshal, Adivator V'yesh Makshin Lefi Zeh, Yilbesh Begadim Rukam V'tzevi Argamayin. A person should therefore, if you really want to be confident, so you should wear fancy silk, like Chashav Ashtadi Begadim. Don't like just settle for a kittel or some linen. You should go all the way. Go with silk and satin. And, you know, so he says, V'nira Li, Dim Kain, Ain Kain. I think, by the way, I think Svaradim, if I'm not mistaken. At least some Svaradim. Sometimes you see walking around Queens on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they wear like these very fancy, like silk bekishes almost, like white silk. Any Svaradim that could back me up on that? No? Yes? No?
No.
What?
I heard of an Indian to wear white.
No, but they wear, I've seen white, like silk begotten that they wear. They wear white kittels?
Not kittels, like they wear like white clothes, like white pants. Like.
Maybe that's what I saw.
Well, most people I see, they wear like normal suits.
Right, okay, so maybe that's what I saw. They wear white suits. So he says like this, V'nirali dim kain, ein kan hechocha shabatuach b'yisparach, ki shema ein mefachim ema din klal v'ein hechosh. Aval kishlevish levonim zeichi ema misa. See, here he's already, you know, sort of, compromising. Like this, it's not, you're not supposed to go too far, you know, to the fancy side, because then it looks like you don't have any pachad adin. But it's sort of like, you know, you have to sort of fine-tune the mood on Rosh Hashanah. The mood of Rosh Hashanah should be somewhere right in the middle. You have to find the sweet spot of, you know, of attitude. You have to be on one hand aware that it is a Yom Adin. So you shouldn't be, you know, that's why we don't, you know, you shouldn't be involved in Leitzanus and in, you know, in Schaik and Shmuzing. It's a Yom Adin. It's a day that we should be very nervous on one hand. But Mitzad Sheni, it's a day that you have to, you know, be Batuach B'Hashem and have confidence, and it's a Yom Tov. You have to have Simcha, and you have to, and the more Simcha that you have in a Simcha Shel Mitzvah type of way, the more confident we could be in the fact that we'll come out victorious. Nimtza dechol said levishes levanim b'Hashanah hu bitachin. So Schwab is basically giving us a new understanding of what the site of Rosh Hashanah is, and in one word, that's bitachin. It's a day that we really have to, you know, show our faith in the Rabbeinu Shalom, because the truth of the matter is that, you know, that we don't really, like I spoke about this on Friday, you know, it's not really so pashut to win in din. Maybe we shall should us. It's not so pashut to be menatzeach in din. As much as we all think, yeah, it's a layup, it's not a layup. We have a lot to do tshuva for. You know, we have a lot of things that we don't even remember that we did this past year. You know, we have a very select short-term memory. Like, within 24 hours, we basically remember our avers. But, like, what we did last week is, like, already, you know, it's the etch-a-sketch, you know, thing. You just shake it, and it's a new day, and everything is forgotten. But in the Rabbeinu Shalom, Ein Shikcha Lofnei Kizeh Chvedech, the Rabbeinu Shalom remembers every single thing that we looked at this year, every single thing we thought about this year, every single word that we spoke about this year, and previous years, for that matter. So we've got an uphill battle to fight. So how are we going to win this din? And the answer is that the more bitachon that we have in the Rabbeinu Shalom having rachmanis on us, the better that will be. Meaning, this display of simcha is not a tarta desasra to din. It's a strategy of winning the din, because it's we have to have bitachon the whole year round. But Rosh Hashanah is like the first crack of the year that we get to really demonstrate the strength of our bitachon. Bitachon is something that's difficult. You know, it's something that, as much as we, you know, we like to think that we have bitachon, but when sometimes things are tough in life, we sort of crumble. You know, when things are good, it's not such a big kunst to have bitachon, because everything is good. So bitachon is just another word in our, you know, from dictionary. But when things are hard, when people are going through really trying times, Le'olenu, and, you know, and people do. People, you know, in this very yeshiva, you know, a lot of people have a lot of issues that they deal with, and that's when bitachon really kicks in. When things are hard and you say, listen, I don't know why this is happening to me, but I have bitachon in you, Rabbi Hashem, that you are here and you're going to, if this happened, it's for a good reason, and you will steer me in the right direction. I'll be able to get out of this situation whole. That's bitachon. That's real bitachon. And that bitachon, the training ground, the testing ground for bitachon, starts right away Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is a time that we're in a big matzav of tzara. The din is very, very frightening. I heard recently that, I think of Itzla Petterberg, who is one of the big Talmidim of Rishol Salanter, used to dafka during Chodesh Elul go into the local court system, like the Gaisha courts, and he would sit and listen to like murder trials. And, you know, just to get a little bit of Emes Hadin, because that's really what we're going through. So if a person, imagine like if you are a person that's accused of murder and there are witnesses against you and you're looking at life in prison, you can imagine like the pachad, you wouldn't be able to sleep, you wouldn't be able to eat, you'd be so, you know, nervous. But if a person would have bitachon, then he'd be much better off. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is a time of pure bitachon in the Rabbi Nishan, that I don't know how I'm going to get through it. It's going to be kimat impossible to pass this test and get through this case. But I have bitachon, I'm going to shave, I'm going to take a shower, I'm going to look good, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to show that I have confidence in you. And the davening, of course, is going to be for the Rabbi Nishan. It's going to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the how does that fit? Does anyone ever wonder, like, there's so many conflicting themes of, not conflicting, but so many, you know, parallel or you know, themes going on Rosh Hashanah. You're being Mamlech Hashem, and there's a din. Is that a coincidence, or is there some symmetry to that? So the Bali Musar say that the din is about being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time is being Danyu, how you fit into his Malchus. What role do you have to play in my malucha? Were you a loyal subject of mine? Were you, you know, how is Tavshanayin Gimel? Were you a loyal servant? Were you not? Were you abiding by my laws or not? And based on last year, I'm going to judge you and see if there's room for you in my cabinet, in my entire government, in my land for you. Where do you fit in? So these are things that go together. So we're being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our tefillah. And it's frightening, but at the same time, it has to be coupled with a sense of bitachon, with a sense of simcha. And these are all multiple themes, and I know it's sometimes hard to, you know, to wrap our brain fully around all these concepts, but these are just things that we should keep in mind as we are entering the... It's a yantiv Rosh Hashanah, it's a yom hadin, but it's something that the din should be sweetened with our attitude of bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he'll do a nes for us. And you know, this is really, you know, this is what we have to constantly, it's not a time of schaik, it's not a time, you know, to spend reading material, even reading svarim. There's a famous story with a stipler. The stipler once bumped into maybe 11-year-old boy in Bnei Brak walking to shul on Rosh Hashanah morning. And he saw that he was holding like a big sefer. So the stipler started giving him a musar shmuz. Says, today's not a day of learning. Today's a day that we go and we dive into the Rabbi Nishlam. That's it. There's no. I mean, I'm not saying you can't learn at all, but it shouldn't be like as soon as you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you grab it. You know, it's a time you should focus your attention on the davening. And then the boy showed the stipler that it wasn't a gemara, but it was a machzer. It was like a shliach tzibur machzer, like a big machzer. I think his grandfather, you know, his needed it for his eyes and whatever. And the stipler, can imagine, like, felt terrible. So he asked the boy what his name was, and then 2 years later, by this boy's bar mitzvah, this, all of a sudden in walks the stipler. You know, that's like, you know, it would be hard to even find a parallel, you know, of what that's like, you know, to have the stipler walk into your bar mitzvah is like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu walking into your bar mitzvah. And so the stipler, so the Baal Simcha, the father of the bar mitzvah boy, like, says, you know, what do we owe the covet of having the, you know, Maron Stipler, you know, come to my son Shmuley's bar mitzvah? Like, what? So he says, a few years ago it was Rosh Hashanah morning, and I bumped into Shmuley, and I gave him Musar, and it was it was unsuitable Musar. It was like he didn't deserve it. He was carrying a Machzer. I thought it was a Gemara, and I gave it to him. He says, but a cotton's not a bar mechila. He says tonight he's a gadol, and I'm here to ask him mechila. But the point of the story, for our point, you know, there's a lot of points to that story, but what we get out of it is that it's a time really to focus on the right things. Davening, get close to the Rabbi Nishalem, you know, feel for the Rabbi Nishalem's tzar, ask for your own bakashas, you know, in between the lines, have a simcha of yantif, but don't do things that we shouldn't do. Sometimes, you know, we have a lot of extra time. It's a 3-day yantif, so we, you know, stock up on reading material, and we have, you know, whatever, maybe things that we shouldn't be reading, and it's not a time for that. Rosh Hashanah is a time to focus our attention on the Avodas Hayayim. Daven when you're supposed to daven. If you need to take a nap, you know, you shouldn't really, preferable not, but if you really need to, you know, and so, you know, you can take a little, you know, cat nap here and there if you really, really need to, but don't do things that we shouldn't be doing. Rosh Hashanah is a time that the Rebbein Shalom is focused on what we're doing, and it's a time we have to be in our best behavior, have the right kavanas, be nice to one another, don't get into any fights, don't do things that are, you know, obviously, you know, not yantivtik, not shabbistik, and have the bitachin, the Rebbein Shalom, that nes will happen, and mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zeicha to tremendous nisim.